Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Weight of It podcast. It's me, Run With Rose, your mental health specialist, back again to talk about all things fitness and health. So as you can see, it's just me. It's a solo episode. It is a special episode because it is actually my 30th birthday. Woo! Yeah. By the time you hear it. So right now is not my 30th birthday, but by the time this comes out, it is my actual 30th birthday. I will literally be shaking my ass in a yacht in Dubai, like word to Nella Rose. Like I am literally going to be having the best time with my girls, with my guys, with my family. But I still felt like I wanted an episode to come out just to mark the moment, because that is not a small age. It's not a small fish. And yeah, I just kind of wanted to have this as like a reflective episode, also an episode to talk about what's to come, and yeah, everything in between. So the way this episode is going to go is I have my producer slash friend slash co-founder slash sister. I have somebody in the background anyways. Y'all ain't gonna know who it is, but I got someone in the background and she has some questions to ask me and I am going to share that with you guys really. But yeah, this is gonna be different. I'm probably gonna find a lot of this cringe. So if you hear me cringing or see me cringing, it's because this is actually quite cringe because it's just me. Like, you know, there's no one to bounce the energy off really. So yeah, I guess let's go. So how does this birthday differ to others that I've celebrated in my 20s? I just feel like my state of mind is really different. I feel like I'm always somebody that celebrates anyways, and I've literally even gone to Dubai for like two other birthdays. But I think my state of mind is completely different. I think I'm just so much more appreciative of, like, it's going to sound so extra, but the gift of life. Like, it's something that we naturally all take for granted. I always take for granted. But I think to be able to celebrate with people that want to celebrate me, to be able to go into a season having all my family with me, to go into a season like knowing I'm still, I'm actually aware of these things. Whereas before it was just like, it's just a birthday. Like the first thing I'm thinking about is how I'm going to celebrate. But I think this birthday, in comparison to others, I'm really like taking in, oh no, you really are loved. I think my 29th birthday was close to how I feel now, though, from a state of mind. My 29th birthday, I had planned to go on a solo trip. Solo trip didn't happen. Then I ended up last minute asking my friends to come round to my flat. And then I went for breakfast with my family, then had like a gathering type party thing with my friends in the evening. My friends all dressed up as me over the years. It was so fun. But I think in that moment I was like, I had thought I would wanted to go to Bali and do this and being like, oh my gosh, I'm so grown, solo, da, da, da. And it was just like, I've just really started to appreciate what I have. And it's not a little, but just focusing on the little that I've got, which is family, friends, gift, like the gift of friendship and love. So I'm going into my 30th with that same mindset. So, but I promise you, there was a time when I just wanted to go to the club and be done and then go home, and then it's the 3rd of December. Like, literally, there was no other thing. There was nothing else in my mind. It was just vibes. But I just don't think I'm on vibes as much. That's what I would say is really different. Like, I think vibes low-key gives me the ick at this point. No shade if you're a vibes person, but I've surpassed vibes. It's intentionality in life. So career, relationships, and health. Am I feeling fulfilled about how those things went in my 20s? That's you my business. That's a deep question, girl. Is this your podcast? That is a really deep question. Do I feel fulfilled in those areas? So career, friendship, and health. Friendship, absolutely. I think friendship, I have to be so honest, that is something that, I don't know what prayers my mom did or my dad did when I was like a baby, but that's just one area I think I've literally never not had a friend. So like my closest friend, I've known her since I was like five. So I've done life with somebody, like at least one person. And then I've obviously got friends throughout the years. Of course, I've lost friends, but it's just never been a struggle to make friends. And I definitely feel fulfilled. I feel like I've had a season where there was a season where I did lose friends, and it was painful in that season because you, like, when you have, especially the kind of friend I am, I'm seeing you at my wedding in my mind. Like, you're going to be the auntie to my kids. So, like, it is really difficult when you do lose friendships. But I think when you understand the reasons and you're able to think past just yourself. And then also you see how, like, anything you lose, God really does restore. So I remember, like, literally, I lost two friends. And I think in about a year and a half later, I made two friends. And, like, those two friends I'm very close to them. And it's, like, it wasn't even, like, oh, God, like, I've lost two friends. I need two friends now. Because I have enough friends. But I think it just goes to show God will restore. And I think these two friends, the value that they've added to my life, the impact they've had on my life, it's just game changing. And I just think friendship is just something I feel very fulfilled with. And I also want to just state, if any of my friends, those of you listening, listen well, if any of you decide to be weird, yeah, in this decade, this next, I don't have the time, because I don't have time to lose another friend. So please listen with warning. Please just don't be weird. I really love the girls that are in my life right now. And I just really don't want to, like, look at you in a historical sense, like, oh, remember when I used to be friends with this? I just don't, please, guys, please just don't be weird. Like, you're really not weird girls at the moment. So just keep that up. Things are going well. I'm happy to renew the friendship contracts, but please. So I feel really fulfilled, my friends. I would say health. Do I feel fulfilled in health? Yeah. I don't feel unfulfilled. I don't know. Would I say I feel fulfilled? What does fulfilled in health look like? I think, I don't know if it feels the word, but I would say I feel content. I think content feels more fitting. I think I'm content in my health, in my weight, in my appearance, in, like, genuinely my actual physical health, my mental health. But it's not like I'm not still striving for an improvement. But, like, I think I've said this on, like, one of the weigh-in episodes. Like, if I had to be this weight for the rest of my life, oh, that's fine. Like, do you know what I mean? But I am still striving for strength. And, like, I mean, it would be nice if the FUPA was to decrease as well. You know, it's not like I don't want those things, but I think I'm not as, oh my God, I need to, like, you know, run 20K today because blah, blah, blah. I'm just not in that toxic cycle of health. I think I'm appreciative of what I've got. I'm appreciative for the progress that I'm making. I'm still desiring more, but I'm content. So, yeah, I feel content in that. And then career, that's an interesting one. How do I feel about my career? I have to be really intentional about feeling grateful about my career. It's not a natural thought. Because I'll be so honest, there are times I'm like, should I have just gone down the corporate ladder from the jump and then stacked bare money and then come back into mental health, because mental health doesn't pay like that, or it doesn't offer certain things that I can get in. You see people getting in the corporate sense. But at the same time, I really love the impact I've been able to contribute to people's lives. And that's why I said I have to be intentional with thinking like this, because I think on the surface, you'll just think, oh, I didn't climb the ladder to this level or to this status, or to, you know, you can think like that. But I actually, like, I had my for context, by the time this episode comes out, I've left my job, my full-time job, and I've been in the NHS all of my 20s. I've had different roles and stuff like that, but I'm literally wrapping it up in my 20s. And hearing what people have said that I've been able to contribute to their lives, and you imagine it's just something to you, it's a job, but it's also easy. Like, I think for helping people is very easy to me. It doesn't feel like it's something coming. Like, it doesn't feel like a task. It doesn't feel like labor. It doesn't feel like a chore. So when you're just doing something because someone's like, oh, like, you know, they want to get involved in, like, a project or a group I'm doing, and then it's like their mental health is deteriorating because of the stress of their neighbors, or the council wants to kick them out, all that stuff. And it's like, let me send an email to the council for you. I send an email and they're relocated and they now have peace of mind. Now, to me, to send that email, it's just a response to what they've said to me. They're stressed. The council's kicking them out. So my mind is like, okay, well, let me email the council then. It's 10-second email. But the impact that, and obviously when they said they relocated, of course you're happy. You're like, oh my God, well done. That's amazing. And then you just move on to the next. So I'm not even thinking that someone's whole world has changed because of me sowing a seed of kindness. So I would say I feel really fulfilled in the fact that I can genuinely sit and say, I know I have made an impact in people's lives. But I think I didn't realize that till I left my job. And I heard, you know, when people give you your flowers as you're leaving, But I didn't know that. I just thought I was just doing my job. So I feel really fulfilled in that sense. But I think I'm moving into fulfillment because now I think I'm now pursuing things that I want to do, like things that have been placed on my heart, things that God's given me a vision for. Whereas before it was like, this, I know I'm just here to acquire the skills. I know I'm here to acquire the experience. But is this really what I would do? Maybe not. Maybe in a different way. I'm happy to help, but maybe not in this way. So I feel like I'm entering the season maybe of fulfillment. But I'm not unfulfilled. Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
I was told that was a really good answer, guys. Okay. Well, that's a good question. So I've been asked, what weight am I carrying that I hope to leave behind as I leave my 20s? That's a very, you've been listening to the podcast. That's a really good question. What weight am I hoping to leave behind? Oh, girl, quite a lot. I'm hoping to leave behind 5 kilos at the bare minimum. An inch off my waist. No, I'm joking. Okay, I actually know the answer to this. I am hoping to leave behind the weight of control. I need to let it up. I think over the last week, I have really, you know, God will speak to you through anything. And just some of the things that come up on my For You page or conversations I have with people, scripture, anything. It's just like, I really have, and I think why it's so funny about the way the relationship I have with control is I don't think on the surface it always shows. I think I'm very good at being like, oh yeah, it's fine. Yeah, yeah, like, oh yeah, just let it be. In my head, we can't just let that one be. We have to, I literally have a problem with control, and I think I'm trying to control like my life. I try to control how other people interact with me in my life. I try to control outcomes. And then when things don't go to plan, I'm really upset, I'm bothered, I'm obsessive. But it's like I should just let it be. Like, let people be who they want to be, let things be how they need to be, let God do what he needs to do, like let go of the control. And I think I struggle a lot with that because, and I think this is almost like, what was the name of that EP or by Stormzy, Dreamer's Disease? That's what I think it is. I think it's like, because I'm a dreamer and I have dreams and I have visions. So to me, it's like, okay, well, this is the dream, this is the vision. So I need to do this, this and that. So that means I need to control this. I need to stop that. I need to incorporate this. So I'm always doing something to get that final outcome. But actually what I really need to do is like, understand that this is the dream and this is the vision and it will come at the appropriate time according to God. And it doesn't mean that I just sit there and wait for it, but I definitely need to like tune in with like, okay, God, today, how do you want me to navigate today? Or I've got this big meeting, like, is there anything you need me to say? What are we talking about today? Like, do you know what I mean? But I think, I know that's on like a small scale, but even if just like, if my friend is supposed to do something with me and then it's like it doesn't happen, it's like they have a reason for that. Like, let them do what they need to do. Like, stop trying to be in control of everything, everyone, every outcome. But I think it's because my intentions are pure and I have a dream and a vision. And in my mind, there's a script of how everything in my life is supposed to go, like supposed to act like. And when things don't follow the script, when somebody's supposed to exit stage left and they go stage right, it's like, I'm literally in the writer's room. Like, oh, that's it. It's done. Like, literally, I'm flipping tables in my mind. But someone's like, I just wanted to go stage right. Like, but I am literally like, but you were supposed to go stage left. Like, that's how I see my life. And I am literally like, so I'll be sitting there calm and everyone's like, oh, she's fine. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. But in my head, I'm like, so, and I'm very dramatic as well. So it's like, I'm in my head, I'm literally sliding on the wall. Like, oh, Jesus. But that is a weight I need to leave behind. I really feel like, for me to truly experience what God has for me, I need to let things go. And I need to let go of control and obsessing over how things should be. You know, and I think sometimes it's not from a bad place. Like I said, if you see someone's testimony, for example, of, you know, how they got into a marriage or how they got a house or how they got whatever, naturally you're going to glean wisdom from that and think, start to incorporate steps in, you know, wisdom from the Bible and so on and so forth. But I think I need to be okay with things not going how I intended them to be. And that's where I struggle. I think when things are not supposed to go the way that I've planned or what maybe God, I feel like God has told me, I then think, well, this thing isn't going to happen, but it can still happen or just happen in a different way. So I think that's something I really need to intentionally do my best at leaving behind, because you also then develop anxiety, you then become obsessive, you're thinking about this thing all the time, and it's like, who forced you to, like, who said that was going to happen? Like, who actually said that was going to happen? And just because you might have heard a word from God doesn't mean it's going to happen in a particular way. Can I give an example? Mm-hmm. So end of last year, I don't know if I'm going to keep this bit, but anyways, let me say it. And then I'll decide. End of the last year, I started dating somebody. And then at the end of, let's say, like, going into the new year, I got a word from a pastor. And it was Genesis 2, I think it's 2:13. And it says, I will create a suitable helper. Man, it's not good for man to be alone. I'll create a suitable helper. And I got that word as I'm dating someone. So I'm like, all right then, let's wrap it up. Bingo, got my man, got my husband. And don't forget, I wasn't even thinking it was my husband. But when I got that word, I said, oh, well, God said this. The prophetic word is this. And there's a man here. Bob's your uncle. Do you know what I mean? 2 + 2 = 4. So like, I'm in this experience with this person, and everything's fine as well, which also made it better. So I'm like, okay, well, this clearly my husband. So you know, you're moving like, this will happen when it happened now, because I'm relaxed, because I'm thinking, well, this is my man. Lo and behold, maybe like 6-7 months later, we didn't work up because he didn't want to be intentional anymore. And that was really hard for me, because it was like, I really felt like, no, God wants me to be an intentional man. But then it was like, then I started to think, oh, but then if God said he's creating a suitable helper for me, and this person's helpful and they're good, and but then they're not being intentional. But if the word said this, so like, I'm like, have I got it wrong? Was the word wrong? Is God, do I have to, is this a test from God to persevere? Am I supposed to wait? Am I supposed to be graceful? You know, you're just like all of these things. And then I became obsessive, because it's like, why are you not following the script? I was told January the 1st, blah, 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 blah. Why are you not following the script? But was he given the same script as me? Your Honor, could I ask, was he given the same script as me? You're right, he wasn't. He wasn't. So it wasn't the person, and it wasn't the person for the season, most definitely anyways. And I think I really struggled to move on. And not because, of course I loved the person, but also from the point of view of like, I was told that, like, I'm supposed to find my suitable helper. Do you get what I mean? I was told that man shouldn't be alone. Why am I alone? And I'm like, well, now what's going to happen? Maybe I misheard. Maybe the scripture wasn't for me. But now I'm going to be alone. And this was all happening, let's say, in the summer. There's still 6 months left of the year. But I'm fixated on the fact that this is the outcome. This is the word. So how do I get control of the situation? How are we going to make it work? So obviously, me and this person are done. But I say all of that to say that I really struggled to process the end of that, because I couldn't comprehend that this is the script and somebody has not followed the script. So how do I get the script and this person to become one? As if I'm God. And I'm not God. So I think that's why I need to literally nip this in the bud. Because when you can't let go of control, you are actually serving yourself as a God. You are trying to do what God does and trying to move things around and try to get people to do something that they clearly don't want to do, or try to get an outcome out of something that clearly is supposed to end. And I'm not God. So that has to... Wrap it up, hang it up, cut the cameras. Yeah. So we're now into the questions about my 30s. So do the things that feel important to me now align with what I thought was important when I was in my 20s? Yeah. Absolutely not. Like, couldn't care less about some of the stuff I used to worry about. Like, it's crazy. Like, do you know even things like this is the most money I've had, yeah? Do you know what I would have done with the money I have now at 20? Let me tell you, at 21, God knew not to give me that money then. God's a good father. He knew not to give me this stuff then, because it's crazy. Like, I'll get paid, for example, and the things that I would go to look at, the things I would go to even just put in my basket, I don't even do it. I'm just sitting there. Like, I don't care. I'm even still looking at the Tesco value aisle. Like, I'm still, it's crazy how, like, the things I just genuinely think are valuable completely change. I think when it comes to, even careers, I'll be so honest. Like, I think I have a different view to careers now. I think it's more about how can I, as a vessel for God, yeah, how can I be able to spread the gospel in a way that impacts lives, change lives, builds a legacy for me and my family? Guys, I was really a city girl, you know? So do you know what it is for me to, like, I'm literally, when I'm thinking about things, these are the things I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about finishing my race well. Like, I'm not, and I'm not saying I'm here always thinking about death, but I'm literally thinking about finishing my race well. Like when it's time, I don't want God to side-eye me, you know? I really don't want God to side-eye me. And I'm like, God's asking me why I didn't do something. Oh, I was shy. Huh? You're shy. Are you all right? I don't have time to be shy. I don't have time. I want God to literally say, well done. Well done. And I think these are the things I think about. I'm thinking about legacy. I'm thinking about, you know, what can I leave behind for my children's children? Like, I literally think about my grandchildren. I pray about my children. Like, guys, I'm not even joking. Like, when I pray, I have a thing when I pray. Like, I don't know, whenever I'm praying in the morning, I walk around. So I'm always walking and I'm praying. And I literally have prayed over my four children. There ain't nothing going on in the womb right now, but I'm praying for kids. If my husband is listening, be working very hard. But I've prayed over them by name. I think so much more about the future now. Whereas I think I was very much on vibes girl. I was very much living for now. I was very much living for the moment. And I also don't want to say this from a place of regret, because I don't think I regret that. I think I did what I did with what I had and with what I knew. So I'm not saying any of this to say that was bad, or it just was that's where I was at. That's all I need to do. So I lived for now. I spent for now. I loved for the moment. I experienced people for the moment. Like, nothing was long term. I didn't want to thinking of like a 5-year plan, thinking about the kind of questions I ask someone now if I'm with them. I would think, oh my God, that's too deep. Like, it's too serious. Just, it's not that deep. It's that deep. It's my life. So yeah, complete different to my 20s. Yeah. I value things so differently, right down to food. Like, I'm so conscious about gut health. Like, if you follow me on Run with Rose, which you should be if you're listening, I'm always posting about, like, I literally hate kefir yogurt with all of me, but I will drink it because it really settles my stomach. I don't feel bloated. I'm just so much more like, it's not about now, it's about tomorrow, or it's about the future, or like, just the way I save money, the way I think everything is so much more than me and so much more than the now and the present. Because I really want to be 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 and just being like, I'm so happy I worked that hard back then and I did this back then, because now I'm reaping that then. So I'm happy for delayed gratification. There was a time I wanted everything now, and if not now, yesterday. I would do anything within my might to get a bag, stack a bag, like everything, buy a bag. Everything was so money driven, where I think right now I'm a lot more purposeful, and I'm okay with things taking time. There was a time, you see, like, I think at present, I think I've got 100 something subscribers. I think 100 something subscribers. There would be a time I would be there strategizing, how do I turn 100 to 100k in the next 6 months? Like, it was all about metrics, it was all about numbers, it was all about like income, it was all about, and now it's like, I'm hoping 100 people are being blessed by what I'm saying. I'm hoping 100 people are being moved. I just feel like I'm not rushing it, because it's not, this ain't about me. And I'm just trying to think about myself less. And it's not easy. I'm, you know, by nature, I'm quite a conceited babe. I'm quite vain, actually. But I think those are things I've been asking God to like help remove and to help change my heart posture, so that I can just think less about myself and be like, oh, this isn't about me. So yeah. So what ambitions can I share right now that I'd like to refer back to in the future? How long in the future, or just any time in the future?
Let's say the next 5 years.
Ooh, that's a sweet spot. Because you know, 40, I would feel more confident in saying things, because that's 10 years. But 5? Okay, well, first, one thing I know I could definitely share, I can't share everything, but I am actually in the process of developing an app. I don't know if I've signed an NDA. Can I say, it just ends there? I can't really. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so it's a fitness and lifestyle app. That's as much as I can share, because my co-founder's in the room. So, you know, don't want to get sacked already. So you're currently developing an app, and it's weird, but it really has legs at the moment. Like, literally, the idea came about in August. It's obviously, as I'm filming, it's not December yet, but like, we're really at development mode. And I'm like, how did we get here? Like, as in, I'm seeing the coding, we've got UX involved. I was like, It's happening. It's happening. So yeah, I'm developing an app and I'm really excited to see where that is going to be in 5 years. It's so weird. I can't actually see what it's going to be. And not because I don't have the vision, but it's like, I genuinely think it's going to be more than I can even comprehend, if that makes sense. So in the next five years, of course it will be launched and people will be using it, but it's like, what will be birthed from the app? You know, sometimes I saw someone say this, like sometimes something's just a vehicle. So I feel like the app is a vehicle into other things. And there's things we've got planned to come off the back of it. But you know the saying about how God laughs at your plans. So like, I'm really excited to see what comes off the back of that. So that's really exciting. I'm looking forward to see. I'll be really nice to stitch this part, actually. Ooh! looking forward to that. What else can I share? Yeah, you know what's so weird? I just feel like, okay, so obviously God told me, you guys know, I think I've said in one of the episodes, God told me to come back to Running for Rose. Obviously, you're off the back of Running for Rose, got the weight of it. And that was the instruction, but I don't know the next step. So in terms of what the next 5 years are going to look like, I just know this is, once again, it's going to birth other things, but I just don't know necessarily how, but it excites me. And I just know it's going to be purposeful. Like, there'll be a time I would literally have responded to that question saying, wherever the money resides, wherever the bag is at. And that's lit. And I would have meant that my whole chest and my heart and every being in me. But now it's like, one thing I literally live by is, where there is impact, money will follow. And I think I cannot, like, I inject that in my veins. Like, that's literally what I think. Where there is impact, money will always follow. So I think, because I think of it like that, you can be more free, you can be more creative, because you're not obsessive over money. You're not like clutching onto like, oh, but how much is that going to make? Like, you're literally just thinking, do you know what, is this going to help people? Are people going to feel valued? Are people going to feel seen? So I'm really looking forward to put some of those things out there. There is a project that I'll call it a project for now, that I'm working on, that I think incorporates a lot of what I've seen in my 20s. From a mental health point of view, from a employee point of view, from people that have experienced mental health. Like, there's something I'm working on to just really capture those stories, because what I was a witness to was a lot, and I just think it would be really helpful if some other people were to see what I saw. So stay tuned. That's as much as I can say without saying too much. But yeah, the next 5 years, wow. I haven't thought about the next 5 years in that way. I've thought about 10 years, so that they're bigger. But 5 years, yeah. I'm going to be with somebody. I think I'm going to get married, actually. Yeah, why not? No, I'm joking. I am, but yeah, 5 years, definitely going to be married. I'm very confident on that. Oh my gosh. I was just about to say I'll be a mother, but that just seems so soon. That seems so soon. But the way I want kids, probably. Yeah, no, not all the full, not the full four pack in the 5 years. Maybe one at the minimum. But I definitely want four kids. I've got their names and everything. Prayed over my little babies. but yeah, I think one child, one man, a good man at that, Savannah. Good man. And I really see myself, especially off the back of today's sermon at church, I really see myself being in a space where I'm giving back. That's what I see. I see myself giving back in many different ways. You know, when you're giving, it doesn't always have to be like financially. It can be time, it can be resources. But I just think I'm going into that kind of space of giving back. Wow, okay. That was a real intense interview. So yeah, guys, we are wrapping up. My co-producer over here said that questions are done. So yeah, like I said, this is the last episode of the year, actually. Last episode of the year, my birthday episode. Happy birthday to you, Rose. Hope you're having a great time, babe. You look gorgeous. Love your outfits. Make sure to take a picture for the gram. And yeah, I hope this podcast has helped people. I hope people have felt seen more than anything, because I think there's nothing worse than going through this life and thinking you're the only person, or the enemy making you think you're the only person going through those things. And I hope that the guests that I've brought on have shown you that, like, you know, problems regarding fitness, health, mental health, it knows no bounds. It like different sizes, different people, different genders experience all the same thing. So, you know, I really feel and pray that you've been impacted in some way or another. I'm looking forward to what's to come from the podcast next year. Like different guests, different themes, different conversations. I learn something new each time. Like I say this on the episodes, but I'm not even just saying that just to say it. Like genuinely, I learn something different each time. So I hope you guys are too. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much, you know, even just making it to the end of this episode, because, you know, I just be saying stuff sometimes. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for sending to friends and family. And I'm really looking forward to coming back in 2025 after my 30th birthday. So thanks so much, guys, for watching. I'll be back in the new year with another episode. Bye, guys.